She pulled the cruller out of the bag and savaged it. I expect, she said, mouthful, to be in on this, like the captain said. You don't have any seniority, I said, or any political smarts. She crumpled the bag and threw it at my head. She missed. God damn it, Dexter, she said. You know damned well I deserve to be in homicide, instead of... She snapped her bra strap and waved a hand at her skimpy costume. This bullshit. I nodded. Although on you it looks good, I said. She made an awful face, rage and disgust competing for space. I hate this, she said. I can't do this much longer, or I swear I'll go nuts. It's a little too soon for me to have the whole thing figured out, Deb. Shit, she said. Whatever else you could say about police work, it was ruining Deborah's vocabulary. She gave me a cold, hard cop look, the first I'd ever had from her. It was Harry's look, the same eyes, same feeling of looking right through you to the truth. Don't bullshit me, Dex, she said. All you have to do half the time is see the body, and you know who did it. I never asked you how you do that, but if you have any hunches on this one, I want them. She kicked out savagely and put a small dent in my metal desk. God damn it, I want out of this stupid outfit.
And we'd all love to see that, Morgan,
came a deep and phony voice from behind her in the doorway. I looked up. Vince Masuoka was smiling in at us. You wouldn't know what to do, Vince, Deb told him. He smiled bigger, that bright, fake textbook smile. Why don't we try it and find out? In your dreams, Vince, Debbie said, slumping into a pout that I hadn't seen since she was 12. Vince nodded at the crumpled white bag on my desk. It was your turn, Goody. What did you bring me? Where is it? Sorry, Vince, I said. Debbie ate your cruller. I wish, he said, with his sharp imitation leer. Then I could eat her jelly roll. You owe me a big donut, Dex, he said. The only big one you'll ever have, Deborah said. It's not the size of the donut, it's the skill of the baker, Vince told her. Please, I said, you two are going to sprain a frontal lobe. It's too early to be this clever. Ah-ha, Vince said, with his terrible fake laugh. Ah-ha-ha-ha, see you later, he winked. Don't forget my donut. And he wandered away to his microscope down the hall. So what have you figured out? Deb asked me. Deb believed that every now and then I got hunches. She had reason to believe. Usually my inspired guesses had to do with the brutal wackos who like to hack up some poor slob every few weeks just for the hell of it.